know I could have been a better man, but I always had to have the upper hand. I'm struggling to see the better side of me, but I can't. Fleeting Memories, written by Vyther 15 and read by Sunkit and Shash. An Only Friends fanfiction. Summary. The worst blow, though, is Nick. Or Boston, sitting on the curb. When you tell me I'm a wreck, you say that I'm a mess. How could you expect anything less? You latched onto me, then cried how strong you were. Boston isn't really surprised Mew didn't actually forgive him, is the thing. He'd hoped so, but Mew's always been a smug little shit. It's why they got on so well, in the beginning. Both of them similarly assholes and proud to be. Take all your jabs and taunts. You're pointing out my every fault. And you wonder why I walked away. He is a little surprised that Ray hadn't said anything. He'd always followed Mew's side when they had disagreements. But it seems even falling for someone new hadn't changed that, however else sand had changed him. The worst blow, though, is Nick. He knew Nick wasn't going to stay, even before he handed back the picture. He'd made peace with not having the relationship he wanted with him. Nick apparently wasn't made for the kind of relationship Boston could give. But I think we just want different things. I want space, you want a diamond ring. But he'd hoped that he could at least leave something behind with Nick. He'd been selfish enough to want to last a little bit longer than fleeting memories. I told you when you asked, I knew this would last.